Well, as job losses mount and many of those with jobs continue to work remotely, nearly one-fifth of U.S. office space is expected to be vacant next year. That's according to a new forecast from Moody's Analytics out this week. Victor Kalinog is head of commercial real estate economics for Moody's and joins us now on Skype. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and what do we know so far about the pandemic's impact on commercial real estate?
Well, interestingly, it's really hitting some property types much harder than others. I don't think it's going to be a surprise for me to share that retail and hotel are being hit disproportionately harder. For performance metrics in sectors like multifamily and office, it looks like the distress is not quite there yet, although there are some cracks appearing in the system.
Well, yeah, yet sounds like the operative word, because I imagine a lot of businesses that are using office space are waiting and seeing what happens before they decide whether they're going to stay in that office space or give it up.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think some businesses have already made decisions. For example, REI, that was building a massive 8-acre campus in the Pacific Northwest, built the suit for their organization employees, basically decided to walk away and said, we're going to put the property up for sale. And so I do think that the evolution of office space will happen a little bit more slowly as leases get renegotiated. But yeah, there's a lot of companies out there really thinking about, hey, do I really need this much office space now that we've proven that we can work from home?
So when will we know, do you think, or what are you forecasting in terms of when we will know what is going to really happen with office space?
I do think that the next 12 to 18 months will be telling. A lot of companies are trying to get back to the office. I think a lot of folks are realizing that there's a big benefit to working side by side in an urban setting, right? But will they be able to sustain this kind of working environment if reinfections occur? There will likely be lawsuits from employees thinking that they were unduly pressured to quote unquote go back to work. How do you handle that, right? And so there's a whole host of complications preventing employees from returning to the office. And our estimate is that there will likely be only between 20 to 25%, for example, of office workers returning to New York City by the end of the year. That's the largest office market in the country. And I'm telling you, it's likely going to be 75% empty.
And if it's 75% empty, that means fewer people going to all of the businesses outside the offices for lunch. Are we going to be seeing that, or are we already seeing retail space on the streets in cities start to go vacant?
Yeah, it's really under assault, particularly for restaurants and food services. These businesses are never run or rarely run with high margins anyway. Now that they're trying to reopen and they find out, wow, the ecosystem that supported my business in the first place, which depended on density and turnover, right? You don't want to keep that table occupied for too long. It's just not there. And it's going to be a real challenge.
Are you expecting a bounce back? Do you think that at some point over the next couple of years that all these offices will fill back up again?
We're not projecting an increase in vacancies to 100%, right? So we're not projecting that offices will completely empty out. But I think the interesting dynamic here is where will occupancies be relatively stable? So as in a quick example, if I have my headquarters in downtown New York and my employees are really hesitant to come over, but we still need office space, maybe we give up our space in downtown New York for cheaper suburban space 25 miles away, right? That cheaper suburban space may well actually be leased out in terms of a greater quantity, because now you can't pack people in cubicles anymore. You'll want 6 feet of space and so on and so forth. So I think it'll be a really interesting dynamic that we'll observe, particularly in the real estate markets, because it's hard to observe the movement of people and businesses in real time. I think it'll show up in the real estate statistics as to which geographies appear to be benefiting and which geographies appear to be hurting.
And do you have any guesses as to which will benefit and which will hurt?
Yeah, so in general, our forecast suggests that you're going to incur anywhere from a 14 to 15% decline in rents if you are in central business districts. If you're a suburban office space, which represents about 65 to 70% of the stock out there, rents are also going to fall, but by an appreciably lower amount, anywhere from 7 to 8%. But central business districts are likely to be hit, at least in the short run, more severely.
That is Victor Kalinog, the head of commercial real estate economics for Moody's Analytics. Victor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.